Yes, now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a brand new episode of the Growing Pains podcast. Yes, 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 you are joined by Fiance and Fiance, Bazinga Graham and Fizzle K.
Jeez.
That's our like stage name now. Fiance and Fiance, Fizzle K, Bazinga Graham.
You come up with that.
What are you doing?
My lip liner.
Why are you looking for viewers? She's lip lining her lips.
It's so important.
Is it?
It's that game.
If you could tier list most important things to do to your face.
Lip liner.
What, one?
That, if I was to go to a remote island and I was only allowed to take one bit of makeup.
You'd take a lip liner?
Take a lip liner.
Really?
Yeah.
Would that just not look odd if you had nothing else on though?
No, I love a lip liner.
Just really stood out lips. You do. Faith walks around with like six lip liners in her pocket at all times.
Oh yeah,
and if she loses a lip liner, she gets fucking gutted about it.
I do.
Yeah. How's your week?
It's good. I'm tired right now.
Oh, bro drew on her lip.
Well, I'm not looking. No, I've not blended it yet. Go
on. She's got poo on her lip. Pooey lip.
Keep talking.
Poo lip.
Just hurry for like a minute.
Poo lip. Whoa. How'd you eat? Yeah, you're tired. I'm tired. Busy week. We, last night, were out partying as parents. We went crazy. Absolutely nuts.
Well, we didn't really. We went to the bowling alley.
Tobe Jizzle had a surprise party for him, but Josh set it up, I think. Mm. I think Josh helped organise it.
Yeah. Went out, and it was a bowling like whatever. That's about where it was. And Ethan did not stop bowling the whole time. And it's like having a child, because everyone was coming up to me. Like, obviously, everyone else would mix and mingle, you know, drink, talk to each other. Ethan was just playing bowling by himself.
I like bowling.
Yeah, but it was for a long time.
Yeah, but I like bowling.
Yeah, but even people were like, oh, Ethan's still bowling. And I'm like, brilliant. I feel like I've got a four-year-old.
Yeah, I like bowling. I was bowling. Josh bowled as much as me, if not more. I think yeah, Josh bowled. Me, Josh and Toby all bowled lots.
Yeah?
Yeah, we enjoyed the bowling alley. It was fun. It was a good little shindig, but loads of everyone left early.
So early.
We was out partying, man. We left at 11:30 and got home at 12:30.
That puts into perspective how early people actually left.
Yeah, which is crazy considering we're the parents.
I know. And we've got such a busy day, so.
Yeah, long day today. After this, this is filmed on the same day and we are heading to the Sides restaurant in Lakeside.
Jeez.
To open it up. Hardest Geezer's going to be there.
Yeah.
He's going to be dishing out some chicken burgers.
Love that.
It's going to be kicking off down there, mate.
What? Obviously, I'm coming with you.
Yeah.
I'm a bit worried here.
Why?
Because you guys all have roles. Right?
Yeah, but you just come with me and be like, oh, wow, look at, yeah, chicken.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
What?
Like, because what if loads of people turn up and then there's...
Loads of people are going to turn up.
Okay, but then it's really crowded and then what do I do?
You'd be with me.
I'm going to have to blend in and say, oh my God, can I get a picture too?
No.
Circle at me.
What did we do this week? I cut all my hair off.
You did do that. Yeah, that's a shot to the system. Again, we've actually had really busy weeks.
Yeah.
Like a lot has been happening.
Yeah.
So we had the dog protection company back out who is training Darcy for us.
Yeah, to sort of stage a visit.
Stage a burglary, things like that. Get a really set up for home life.
Yeah.
Anyway, there was like four men from this company downstairs.
Yeah.
I was like, Ethan, like, they're here now. He come out of the ensuite bathroom, bollock fucking naked. His fucking turkey danglers were hanging out.
Turkey danglers?
Yeah, your ball sack. Hanging out. And I went, you've got no hair.
Yeah. Yeah, I got rid of it. I was like, I'm going upstairs. I'm going to get in the shower. And then I was looking in the mirror before I got in the shower and I was like, this fucking trim's just doing my head in now.
But he had like a bald spot on there because I think he did it a bit too close.
Well, yeah, I used a beard trimmer.
Yeah.
But I did a good job with the beard trimmer considering. So I did it myself. I took it really short because it's not that a trim, I like the style of the trim. I'll probably get that again, but the blonde tips were just doing my head in. And when I cut it off, it looked like a fucking raccoon.
I do like you like this every now and then.
You do like me like this. You've got a thing.
I've got a real bad thing
for like
a thug.
A thuggish looking man.
Who doesn't know?
Which I suppose.
Do you know what's weird though? Like, I really, really enjoy a thug or like a really Tory posh sweat around the
weird
it's one or the other, there's no in between.
I would also like to dispute this isn't a new haircut. I've done this before.
Yeah,
I've had this before, it's been done, but yeah, I did it myself, then I went to the barbers in the morning just to get a fade. And like,
you're changing your hair more than me, which is nuts.
It's not changing it though.
I don't know, you change your haircut every 5 minutes.
No, I don't. Fuck off. Do I? No, I don't.
All right.
What else did I do? I ran something little, as you would say.
Yeah, you ran a little half marathon, bless him.
Yeah, when she speaks to people, she goes,
yeah, but
ran a little half marathon, whatever it is.
I don't want to take the heat for this because Freezy actually said that piece of piercing, you shouldn't have even vlogged it. So
no,
Freezy is actually throwing more shade.
Freezy's point is completely false. Very false. Very false. Anyone can complete one. I don't dispute that. Completing it is a completely different sentence to running it. And running it in a competitive, decent time.
Yeah.
Not anyone can run one in a competitive.
He's really wound the runners up with that one.
Oh no, he's got the Hoka wearing bandits out. They're not going to like that.
Yeah.
But listen, hey, I'm a part time Hoka bandit, so I can't really get involved that much. But
I couldn't run it.
I done one on Sunday. I did London Landmarks, which was really good because I was meant to do the London one, but it was COVID, so I had to do my own one just wherever I could. So I've done that. I've done a full one. And then I've never run a race with like crowds and like people stopping and banging, banging, banging. It's really good.
Mm.
It's a shame my leg was fucked because I couldn't enjoy it properly.
Mm.
I showed Faith some of the pictures because they send you a link with like all your pictures from it and you can buy them.
I look tired.
Bro is not buying them because I look like I'm in pain in every single picture, which is valid because my leg is still like yellowy and brown. It's not great. The day of the race, it looked vile. Mm. So I raised the money. I said, fuck it, I'm going to get through it. I got like 13K in. A half marathon's like 21.1. I got 13K in and it was just fucking packing in, man.
Mm.
So I ate some sweets. I carried on. I ate some more sweets, carried on. Got there in the end, bossed it out of the park, come home and couldn't move.
Good job.
Yeah, feeling stiff. Where's I that? Said to Faith, I want Faith to start running. Come run.
I want to run. I've started gym.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be a Bundelangers.
You're going to be a bit, that's the aim, yeah?
Yeah.
You're gonna
that's
be a
what I want. I don't want to do anything.
You just want to be a Bundelangers.
Yeah.
You don't want to come on a run?
No.
Why?
Well, give me reasons for.
You feel fitter, stronger, you release endorphins, you feel positive, you feel great after a run.
I feel positive.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
It will change your life.
I don't think it will.
It will. You get to do all like cool hot girl shit, man. Like,
just, what, okay. So girls who run are hot?
No, but that's what they like to say, don't they? That's what I'm using a fucking classic woman saying, mate. Slay.
This is why he runs.
Hot girls run.
Chasing the bunda in front of him.
Mate, it's fucking 90-year-olds. There's no running around my area. There's
well,
fucking...
then, when I'm 90, I'll go with you.
Yeah.
Right. Until then, I've been going gym now.
Yeah, you have. Yeah.
Give me some cred.
She's got this like
got gym plan.
Little gym plan thing. That's
oh, like, wait, like 9 months.
It's like 20-30 minute workouts that are like.
Well, I'm only on week one.
Yeah.
There's a whole phase. They're not just going to be like, I'll do an hour workout now.
Yeah.
I can barely walk as it is.
Yeah. But you are doing it, which is cool. Well done, you.
Yeah.
You done some running the other day, didn't you?
No. Nope.
You said I ran
a
bit.
Hit workout.
Yeah, you said I ran a bit.
Yeah, because it felt like I was running because it was hit.
But what was you doing?
Twisty jumps.
Oh, the twist jumps. Yeah. That's not running.
No.
That's jumping.
I didn't say I was running.
You did. You said I did some running.
It felt like I was running because the breathing is the same.
That's just not the same exercise.
Yeah, I didn't say I was running.
But you did. You said
no,
I did
said
some
running.
You said you come in. You
went, hit. High intensity.
Right.
That's how it feels when I run.
Does it?
It's more fun though.
Was it?
Yeah.
Can you show everyone your twisty jump?
I might wet myself. I have had a baby.
So this is what face up to in the gym. Come on then.
Ready?
Yep. Right, boss. So you do that. What else do you do?
Oh, am I doing my whole fucking
work? No, just show us like some moves.
Oh.
Wow, powerful. Heel kicks, yeah.
Then, oh, my
pick. Oh, jumping squats.
Yeah.
Wow.
Four rounds of that.
Four rounds of that.
Yeah.
Bundelanger's journey.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's cooking. What did you have? You had a video go out. You had a stable dates go out. How was that?
Yeah, it was good. It was fun.
Yeah, fun one?
It was a fun one.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good. Did you watch it?
No. I don't watch many videos.
You read all the comments, eh?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. She told me you saw a comment.
Oh, yeah.
I clicked on my comment.
I click on the video to see how it's gone down, but I don't give a fuck about
it. It actually didn't do well statistically.
Did
like,
it not?
It's the worst viewing ones. Last time I checked, it was on like 35K.
And Pete, what are you saying about Cole?
Well, I don't think the time frame was. It's worked in the viewing.
Oh, 66K.
Favor.
Oh, no.
Like, it's not good. Usually they're in like that.
Even boyfriend rates my shoes has done better than that. That's fucking mental.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, horror.
Next guest is good, though.
Who is it?
GK Bazza.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Wow. When are you doing that?
Friday.
Wow. Wait, you're in Norfolk?
Bruv, I've fucked my whole week.
So what? How are you doing this?
I don't know. I'm going to have to be in Norfolk and be at home at the same time. Essentially.
But what day are you going to Norfolk and coming back? Are you coming back?
Friday, coming back Sunday. But I'll have to go after I've done the stable dates, which is long.
Fair dues. Faith's really talented at like inviting the whole world to our house at the same time without realising. It's the best shit ever, man.
I really struggle to like coordinate my life and everyone else in it. So people are like, oh, can I come Tuesday? And I'm like, sure. And then someone else will be like, oh, can I come Tuesday? And I've already forgotten about the other person on Tuesday.
It's sure. Mental.
And then you're thinking, hey, write it down. I do.
Yeah.
I just don't check it.
Yeah. So then everyone turns up. And I'm like, when I'm at home...
Ethan hates it.
When I'm at home, I'm a very like, this is my home and I'm enjoying my home with my humans in it, which is you and Olive. I'm enjoying my home. I'm enjoying my peace. And then there's problems always.
No one I invite comes in the house though.
No, but they, what are you talking about? They're there was like fucking 16 people in the hallway.
That was the dog people. That's allowed.
Too many of them. And I love them, but there were too many of them. Oh, it was just too, and then it just gets too much. It's just way too much. I enjoy my house with three people in it. And that's it.
He's very fun.
I am fun.
Yeah.
I am fun.
Yeah.
I'm fun. I'm 100% fun.
Mm.
Just an introvert. I'm like an introverted extrovert. Like, I like doing shit. I like, I'm like quite an extroverted personality, but also at home, I'm like, fuck off, everyone.
Yeah.
I like that. Olive throwing herself off a climbing frame.
Bro, that was nuts.
So I feel like we haven't had like any Olive stories recently, but like this beast is now nearly 19 months old. She's very close to being 2 years old.
Yeah.
And she is really fucking smart and really, really active because she was walking from like 11 months. She was really early walking.
She does worry like, me though.
She's now... super just advanced on the feet and
this is what I'm saying. Some babies walk from like 9 months, by the way. It's nuts. But anyway, I take her out to play.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because she's not really been around young children because, bless her, I was a young mum. None of us has had babies yet. So when we go to the park and that, she's like, all these kids are playing. She watches them.
Yeah.
I try and put her on the climbing frames, go down a slide. No, she doesn't.
She watches people.
She wants to watch everyone else. But then there'll be like a bridge, a yellow bridge over the park. And then there'll be grooves in it. She'll start counting them.
Yeah.
One, two,
but she
three,
can, this is what I was
four.
About to say a minute ago.
She can nearly count two.
Her counting now is really, really good. It used to be funny. She used to not be able to do one and two.
Yeah.
And she would do three, four.
All the time.
And then she could do eight and nine.
Yeah.
But now... I was out with her in the garden the other day and we've got like a fake bridge that she walks over. She walks onto the bridge and bro counted herself off the bridge. She went
three,
one,
two,
no,
one.
She did the other way. She went one, two, three and walked off. And I was like, look at, wow.
Yeah.
You realise I'm going to count myself off the bridge.
Yeah. And she'll speed up, ready, steady, go.
Yeah. She, what else? She twinkle, twinkle little stars. She sings at the minute.
Yeah. But it's just like, to me, it's like, why don't you want to play? Like,
yeah.
Just counting and stuff, and it's fun. Maybe we're just different, but me and you aren't that smart, so maybe it's just a shock to me. Like, why are you learning all the
things?
Time? Yeah,
and like in the garden,
play.
She's got a bucket and she'll pick stones out the driveway and count them.
Yeah,
and put them in her bucket.
Like she don't. I know that autism awareness is going to come out. She don't walk on her tiptoes and she doesn't flap her hands yet.
No, but she really enjoys putting things in other things.
Yeah.
Like, really loves it. Yeah. Like, she'll do that over a lot of things.
It is really sweet. But anyway, this climbing frame story. So I took her to...
Play Cafe.
It's a new play cafe in Brentwood.
Mm.
I took her there. Mum come with me.
Yep.
Luckily. And it's like a soft play bit. And they've kind of got like a little ladder. So it's, like, it's high enough. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's soft. But that doesn't mean you can't break your arm.
You still
from
hurt
a height.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I was trying, again, because I was trying to get her to actually play on things.
Mm.
She got up there. All she has to do is walk around the corner. She can go down the slide.
Yeah.
So I went to put my head through like the net bit to say, oh, hi, mummy's here. Walk to this bit. This is so great. Do you know how many times I've had to do it with her? I don't even think adults. I had to go down the slide on my feet because my hips don't actually fit in the slide. Like, and I'm a small person. Yeah. It's made for kids. It's not one of them soft plays where mum and dads get involved. Anyway, I see her just take one foot. I saw the foot before anything else. She fell and my mum instincts had to like, because it's a small foot play, I had to dash under it and put my arm out and I managed to catch her from the second to top step, but she would have fell like head first otherwise.
Yeah.
But I was like, wow,
No, she's a pest.
Bloody reflex.
I feel like
moment.
At home as well, because we sort of help her off of things, she's got the confidence to just step. Like if you even just hold one of her hands, she just goes, we'll just step off things, which is good because she's got the confidence to do so, but also not when there's nothing there.
But
it just baffles
me. There was like four other children running around. Copy what they're doing. Yeah. They're all going that way. Why are you coming back down here?
You said she had some strops as well.
Oh my God, she was the only one stropping as well. Only one. she's like you.
Nah, I don't strop.
She had like four strops in there. And again, she was just walking around with the adults, like seeing the other mums. Juice. Like, she didn't want to play it, bro. I love you, girl, but...
Funny. Sidemen try not to piss challenge. What video?
I didn't see
video
it.
Of all time.
I haven't seen any clips of it. I haven't watched
it. No, video of all time.
Did it not do good?
It did really well, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Considering what the video was, it actually did really well, which is quite funny because YouTube-wise, it's performed well, but Twitter-wise, Twitter was fucking killing me, man.
What?
People were making edits of like flags at football, like, Sidemen, thanks for the memories. But it's time to go. I retire. Twitter was very funny. I enjoyed
it
a lot.
It was weird, idea, I give it that.
It was one of them, so we film near us sometimes at the studio, and we shot until like 6-ish, and then we had a fucking 2-hour meeting. Everyone was fucking knackered, and we come up with fashion show and try not to piss, and we thought we cooked.
Yeah.
However, that is exactly why you don't have a meeting after like a 6-hour shoot when everyone just wants to go home, because everyone will come out with nonsense and then that's what ends up. But Try Not to Piss was actually funny.
Yeah.
With all like the rules and stipulations. I, of course, was first to piss. But we had a tactic, and it was I was with Josh. Josh just doesn't use the toilet. I'm convinced I've seen Josh go to the toilet once in my life. And it was at Benidorm Beach. He pissed in the ocean. Apart from that, he could be a Ken doll. I've not heard a fart. I've not seen him poo. I've never seen him go, I need to go for a poo. And nothing. Nothing leaves his body.
Reserved king.
I don't know how, though. How? So,
well, yeah, I feel like Josh was one of the first people you text saying you needed to fart in front of me right at the beginning, no?
No.
I swear it was Josh.
I told you that he never farts in front of Freya. Freya's have heard him fart twice in 13 years.
What a lucky woman.
I think you're lucky.
No, I think you should really deserve it. Actually, like, there'll be a really lovely moment between us. I think, oh, I'm really enjoying our day today. Like, I'm feeling really in love. And then he'll just fart and I think, what a fucking arsehole.
Each one is a token of my appreciation.
No, it's not.
You.
And you do it at the worst moments and your arsehole is so fucking flabby as well.
Flabby?
Fucking ripples.
Flabby?
It is.
Can't say that. That's
like
not
every
nice.
Time.
It says Ethan back streamed on Tuesday. I assume that means Ethan streamed on Tuesday or something.
Ethan streams every night.
Because I haven't back streamed. I don't stream every night. I stream like 2 to 3 nights. Yeah, it's not been every night. But I am enjoying it. It's very fun. Faith has come in and got set up on one of them.
Mm.
I thought that you wouldn't be in shot. That was quite funny. What else have I done? Yeah, we got promoted recently. We got to the Elite Division. That was mega. We're having fun on Twitch. So go and follow me on Twitch.
Oh, wow. The personal promo. You said I was cringe for at in my Instagram before.
Yeah. All right. It says Girth and Turf update from Ethan. Right.
Go on in.
Girth and Turf club scenario. We made it. We had a change up in the system. Jin started playing any, and we won 5 out of 5 playoff games to get us to the Elite Division, which was fucking mega. And you've seen a couple of clips where like we're proper celebrating and stuff. Faith's like, just don't get it. Like, why are you celebrating like that? Yeah. Like, don't understand.
No, it's so invested. It's such a big like celebration and reaction.
Yes, because we tried to get to Elite Division so many times.
Yeah.
Finally done it. Boshed it out of the park. Love it. Amazing.
Well done.
What's next for Girth and Turf? I think we're going to try and... Loads of footballers want to play us.
Why don't you do like a charity match, Girth and Turf charity
match? Yeah, would be quite funny. Loads of footballers want to play us. So I think Aaron Ramsdale, goalkeeper for Arsenal, he wants to play. He's going to get smoked. Jack Grealish apparently texts H saying that he wants to play. He's going to round up some boys. Jack Grealish, sorry, mate, but I'm whipping that headband off your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good at clubs. And I will smoke every single one of you.
You've had enough practice.
Yeah, I have.
Wow.
I've been doing it for a very long time, okay? I'm a veteran on this circuit. Don't play with me.
Then show him how it's done.
Yeah.
Take him to school.
Yeah. My transfer value is up right now.
Love that.
Hardest Geezer finishes running the length of Africa and opens chicken shops now. Big up. You've seen, I tune into a lot of the videos of him crossing Africa. It's just fucking mental, man.
It is nuts.
Like, absolutely mental. I I get like, even after the half marathon recently, even though my body's fucked and my full marathon, you do get a little bit of like running, like post, like you get so high. And then after that, it's like, all right, what are you training for? What are you doing anything for? Like training for your marathon is like, you put in so much work. And then it's done. Like now he's just eating chicken, going Greggs, whatever, which I assume is very nice for like a week or two. But then surely his brain's going to start going like, what the fuck do I do next?
Well, it depends though, because some he might have literally just done that for fun, whereas you need stimulation or something to work for.
I have to have like a date in mind or something to like, yeah, he's just, wow, what a man.
Mm.
What a man. Just fucking every day was running like, I think average like 60 odd K every day.
That's fucking nuts.
That's like a marathon and a bit every day. Sometimes he was running double marathons, like 80 odd K.
Yeah, I don't know how he's alive.
Bro. Well, he encountered some dangers, some like shark infested waters, got held at gunpoint loads of times.
Did he have to swim?
He did loads of stuff, mate. Really? You should watch it all again. It's like a movie. I think one day Netflix will ask for all the footage again, everything they shot, like not what they put on YouTube, but all the footage and do like a documentary on it, because it would be sick.
He's the first person to ever do it.
So this is what I've got a big issue with. He is the first person to go through 16 borders from the fucking very southerly bit to the very north bit. He's the first person to do that. But the fucking World Runners Organization come out the day before he was about to complete it going, we recognize this Danish international, blah, blah, blah. He run the right side of Africa. And I think it was like 8 borders he went through, but it's way shorter. Like it isn't like up, down and on the fucking west coast of it. West coast of Africa is so long.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, and they said, we acknowledge this Danish international was the first person to do it on this run. And I was like, you snide bastards. Like you've waited his whole thing. He's been out there nearly a year, 350 odd days, yeah? And then the day before he's going to complete it, you want to put that out. Fuck off. Mm. I didn't like that one bit. Anyway, he is the first person.
Yeah.
In my mind, to cross, fully cross Africa. So what a geezer. Quite literally, hardest geezer.
Mm.
But yeah, man, he's done loads of things. He's done like a beer-a-thon before, where he drinks a beer every mile. He's just a lunatic, mate. I'm actually quite excited to meet him. I've never met him.
What are you doing?
I love rubbing my bald head at the minute. It feels really nice. Did you not like that prod when you had a buzz?
Yeah.
It feels lovely, doesn't it? It feels fucking lovely. You won't understand it.
No, I do get it. It's just really distracting.
No, but like the feeling...
And all his eyebrows are wobbling about.
The feeling that you get on your scalp is like... You don't like scalp massages, do you?
When we go, only because I pull my hair.
Yeah, when we go see if you're bald, oh my God.
Yeah, no, I can't.
When we go like spas together or whatever, and there's like an added on like scalp massage, I'll always get it. I fucking love it. I could like... cream my pants.
I get it. I just don't know why it just always feels like I'm pulling my hair.
Oh, I love it so much. All right, here we go. If you were living outside the UK for an entire year, what's the one thing you missed the most? Yeah, so he was away for 352 days. Hadn't seen his missus in a very long time either. What's one thing you'd miss the most?
Well, obviously excluding family, because I feel like that's just a given.
All right, so we can't choose me or Olive.
Well, I was talking about my parents, but you as well.
Thanks, and Olive.
Right. Yeah, of course, like our family.
No families, yeah. All right, what are you missing the most?
Probably my dogs.
Your dogs.
Mm.
I feel like they're family as well, though. Counts. Yeah, that's okay, family, sure. No, isn't it, really?
Animals, it's
like, realistically, that's
what
family.
What am I going to miss?
They live in your home.
Probably my bed.
Bed, yeah, bed's a massive shout. Bed's a massive shout.
Bed, hot shower, sofas, nice living.
Mine will just be like whatever food I want.
Yeah.
And whenever I can get it.
Mm.
Because like you're just stripped of everything at that point. Bro was eating food out of bags on this trip.
Yeah, like, and I think the company as well.
Yeah,
like you just want to be on your own. But you kind of can't because you're in Africa.
Yeah,
long.
All right. Next up, Sides put new products in Tesco's. So not only do we have the best cereal in Tesco's, and it is quite literally the best. It's £2. It's great. It is HFSS compliant. Go get a box now. It's lovely. Faith eats it all the time.
He's a walking ad right now. All it's surf and turf. Fucking.
Surf and turf,
whatever it is, your cereal.
Yeah, but now we've got beef jerky and stuff in Tesco. So we got Sidemen beef jerky on behalf of the Sides company. It's cool. It's like another thing to have, and it is actually good jerky. It's really nice.
It is nice.
My favourites are the beef ones. The chicken ones are all right, but yeah, I like the Korean barbecue ones.
Woo,
that shit's slapping.
Yeah,
it's a good beef jerky, under 100 calories and 10 grams of protein. That's a good ratio, real good ratio. If you're looking for a little meaty snack.
Well done.
Am I your little meaty snack?
Of course.
Come on. Speed signed by Prime. I showed you the clip of him getting booted
at
WWE. Yeah. That shit's just fucking hilarious, man. That's one of my favourite clips ever. Barking at him and then get RKO'd. So good, man. Like, what world are we living in?
There is not.
Like, why?
I do want to go to America. I want to see what they're doing.
It's fucking carnage. Like, it's so weird.
I've never been, but I don't even feel like I've really met an American.
No.
I've had an actual conversation.
I don't think you've had an interaction.
I've never had an interaction with an American.
With an American person. That's crazy.
Well, I like it.
It depends what Americans
you get.
I feel
like it might be good, though. I feel like they might know what to say. Because even in this podcast with you, I feel like I'm struggling right now. For like conversation. So meeting, no, it's a real big problem of mine. So actually meeting people and being able to have conversations with them.
Yeah.
Not even in a rude, standoffish way. I just can't generate any conversation.
But that's why I bowled all night last night.
And it's not even in a
brain
dead way either. I just can't. What do we say? Yeah,
that's
I don't
why
know anything
I,
about
that's
you.
That's why I bowled all night last night, because I can't keep conversations
going.
But
that's why I had to drink. I don't even drink anymore. But I'm like, oh my God, I've got nothing. Yeah, I've spoken to like six people and it makes me feel like I'm being a bitch. I'm not being a bitch. I just don't.
I'm so bad
at
talking. I can get through.
But you're good.
I can get through it. But also, like, there's this thing inside me that's going, oh my God, I feel like you don't want to be here, and I'm here, and I can tell that this conversation.
But at least you can carry.
Yeah,
bypass that. I just stand there awkwardly, and then we both just take long breaths in until someone thinks
bad.
Of something.
I hate shit like that. That's awkward.
Every conversation.
Oh, that's.
And when people, like, there was people outside the bar, that were like, oh, like, I love you so much, and then I was like, I'm waiting for you to say, like, I'm joking. Like, I don't know why. Like, I just feel like, one, I can't accept a compliment.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not being a bitch. I just feel like you're joking.
Yeah.
Where do we go? So yeah, if I were an American, it would be weird.
Wow.
If you're American, come talk to me.
Yeah.
Just for a bit, though. Not too much.
Fairs.
Yeah.
There's a thing here about a hoarder's house on the Isle of Wight, crammed with decades of junk, goes on the market.
Like my dad's shed.
$400,000. But children are banned from going to viewings on health and safety grounds.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on hoarders? I remember I used to watch, who was it? Trini and Susanna. They used to go around fucking hoarders' houses. It was like a TV show. I can't remember what the TV show was called.
Probably Hoarders.
No, it weren't. It was saying, let me know in the comments of the video, because I know what I'm talking about. And they used to go and they used to walk around and be like, this is disgusting. It was quite funny. I don't get hoarding. Your dad doesn't hoard. He doesn't hoard. What he does is he has a shed and he keeps useful things that he could potentially need.
He kept.
Always do come in handy though.
He kept a bolt from when my granddad passed away.
Yeah.
About 7 years ago.
Yeah.
He said, I've been waiting to use this.
Well
a
then.
Fucking
See?
Bolt.
Yeah, a bolt.
A bolt.
A bolt.
Not bad, right? There's four of us. I have an older brother, okay? How old is he? 25, 26, something like that. 26, probably 27. When you have babies, you put locks on the cupboard. Mm. He kept the fucking lock on the cupboard.
Smart.
For 26 years.
Smart. Needs it.
And then he said, I might need that again.
Yeah.
Bro, I bought a 10-pack off Amazon for like $5.
Well, so far, he's at 100% hit ratio on needing it again. No? He needed a bolt. He had a bolt.
He's got a canoe. Are we near a fucking river?
He might want to go canoeing.
When?
When you go to France or say.
Which we haven't done in like 4 years.
Well, he might want to go canoeing.
Right. He's got a trailer.
Yeah.
Never used it. I've even asked for that because I will use it.
I think
can't give it to me.
He does. He's not a hoarder. He just keeps things that he is going to use again eventually.
He's really careful with his money, which is so crazy that I'm not. Like I feel like I'm not because of how careful he is.
No,
he keeps
way.
Anything with substance. Like no, I might use that one day. I can't get rid of that. Like and I won't sell it. Like it's not. I don't need a new T-shirt because mine is still fine. What?
I don't understand hoarders, but I do understand people that. But I don't get how you can have like an attachment or the connection to like just shit. Like,
I've been a bit like it with. I feel like I'm a hoarder for Olive's baby clothes. I'm gonna throw it all in the loft because
that's fine.
I was like, oh yeah, I'll put my wife in the next
those
baby.
You can use again.
Really? Are we gonna? Yeah. I'm gonna want new clothes for the baby.
No, well, I'm working it in. I'm getting that out of the loft. Trust me. I'm not doing all that again.
I feel like Olive's newborn clothes are hers.
Sure. But everything, all the like fucking baby girls and that, 100%, I'm getting them
but
down.
Every outfit she's ever worn that's clean is up in the loft.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's got like five different vacuum bags up there.
Mm. It's a lot of clothes for a baby, man. And they grow up out of them too quickly. Baby clothes are like the biggest scam out of all of it.
Yeah, but she's getting to the age now where it's going to like 1 to 2,
yeah, it's
2 to 3.
Now,
like
yeah.
She's standing at a...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's her height now.
All right, we're moving on. Wedding chat. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. It says, now you guys are getting married. What sort of plans do you have? Well, we fluttered with the idea of doing it over here. That was our main focus because like, I just like the idea of going to bed. It's quite nice.
Are you going to say where we're doing it or?
No, we're not saying when we're it's not confirmed or anything. You're leading people to the fact that we've like decided.
No, but I think that will be it.
Right.
Unless
sure.
you have any other thoughts and feelings.
Well, it's just, we're not in no rush, really.
No. That is the main thing.
So that's the one thing I want to preface is the fact that we're not like rushing to dial anything in and fucking do whatever.
Well, that's what people ask me after one day of being engaged. Like, oh, where are you going to get
just
married?
Enjoy being engaged,
I'm
man.
Like, bro, I've not even thought about
just
it.
Just enjoy being engaged.
Like, even now, they're like, I'll get wedding planners. I'm like, I'm literally not thinking about
just
it.
Just enjoy being engaged.
Like, 2 years onwards, but it won't be before 2 years.
No. So it says UK abroad wedding. We are thinking abroad now.
Yeah, yeah. We was UK purely through ease, but then I think for views, vibes, weather.
Yeah. Faith loves Greece.
Oh, here we go then. Never mind. It's out.
Faith loves Greece. Faith really loves Greece.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
I want like Mamma Mia wedding.
Mamma Mia.
I feel like every girl does so.
Really? No. I've never even watched Mamma Mia. Is that a crime?
Yes.
Is it?
I don't know. I feel like you're either like a diehard Mamma Mia fan or you're not.
Or just
and
nothing.
I love
know
it.
Nothing about
and
it.
And like all of it. We can have like a Mamma Mia hour where we just sing like,
Mamma Mia.
Is there a man out there? And then some girls would do like a flash mob of like
just the fat version
and then they'll start singing I don't even think you're needed there, to be honest. We can carry us girls,
sure, enjoy. I like Greece, so fuck it. Yeah, potentially Greece, but again, we're in no rush, man. So
even I'm in no rush, let me just put that out there. I've even said to Ethan like, there's that, like, I want to straighten my teeth and at first. I don't want stressing out about it now.
What are your opinions on people who say it's only one day, you shouldn't spend too much?
I am actually quite on that because how many times have I said to you, we'll just go and sign the paper?
I've said that
to him, go and do a courthouse, go and sign it. I don't know why I'm so low maintenance with wedding.
Well, I think there's a happy medium. So there's like a, you don't need to do mega extravagant shit, but you want it to look nice enough so that when you look at your pictures and memories are all like timelessly, like they last the test of time and they look lovely and stuff like that. So you want it to be in a nice enough place, which costs money. You want it, the pictures to look great, which is nice enough venue, money, how you dress it, whatever. So it does need to be somewhat good for you to then look back on 20 years down the line and be like, what a fucking day that was.
Do you want to see my Pinterest ball?
No.
Oh.
2 years. In no frame of mind.
Yeah, but thing you can describe it.
I don't want to describe it.
That's so fucking rude.
Whilst you find your Pinterest board, build your dream weddings for the podcast. Could be as far-fetched as possible. All right, well, here we go.
You do your dream wedding, so I'm getting my board up.
I don't know what my dream wedding is. I don't really have a dream wedding.
Am I your dream girl?
Dream weddings are such a girl thing. I think girls grow up dreaming of... They dream of being princesses and being wedded and being walked down the aisle and stuff like that. Like, that's like a little girl's dream, man. Like, boys don't really...
Mine was to be a police officer, but right.
Mine was to play football and look where I am.
I'm also not a police officer, but I'm getting married.
You are getting married. Yeah. So you did that. Well done.
Yeah, but say if I was out of all planning, I don't want to do it. Mm. What are you setting up? What's your idea of a nice wedding?
Outdoors, it's hot. I don't know where it is, but it's hot. Mm. It's outdoors, it's hot. It's, Joel would be really fucking sick getting married on like a mountain range or something.
I'm walking up.
No, I know you're not. That's the issue. But that would look fucking sick. Like seated chairs, just fucking load of mountain, like cloud inversions in the background. That'd be cold. That'd be sick. And then you all hike down the mountain.
Yeah, no, it's not happening.
Into your party.
Yeah, this is why men don't do it. That's fucking awful.
It's not very nice.
What, everyone's fucking sweating. You got people that can't even walk up a mountain. What's my nan going to do? She's in her late 70s, mate.
A helicopter up there.
Brilliant. You said you'd never do that because people die in helicopters. Now you want to put my nan in one. That's nuts. This is like my vision board. Come take a look.
All right, we'll just pass me the phone and I'll explain it. I'll send this to people as well. All right, so we have... Oh, my goodness, I'm fucking knackered. Sorry, everyone listening to this podcast and hearing the yawns and like whatever.
So basically,
I'm hooked.
My favourite idea of a wedding is, you got to explain yours, my dad.
I didn't. How? You asked me and said, oh yeah,
it's
shit,
not a
mate.
Good idea. You just want to climb.
All right, here we go.
So nice open water background. Yeah. Arches, white flowers everywhere. But the main thing I want is flowers. Yeah. Like, I don't even feel like I want really anything
flowers
else.
Flowers look pretty,
like,
so yeah.
Like there's more stuff like, I would rather it get towards an evening for the sit-down meal. Like, yeah. I don't want it to be a morning thing. I want it to be like afternoon.
It gets too hot if you're doing it or during the day. Yeah.
And then have like twinkly lights like above where everyone's seated, still outdoors.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just want it like maintenance and good music.
A lot of places.
You've got to have a really accessible bar, great music, and people have got to be close together. If you get too big a venue, people spread out and it becomes a fucking
a lot of the
really separated party.
One thing is that is a good point. A lot of the best places are all booked up like in advance, so that might be
This is what I'm saying. We do actually have to wedding hunt
We should try and get a date, but no rush to do the planning. But you might have to secure a date. But
venue. Yeah.
Well done. You can crack on. Good job, you.
As long as we can travel there, let's go see it. I don't mind.
Well, we're not going on multiple holidays just to say, hey, look, we're here. Not how it works. I don't know.
We've got to see it in person. Can't you look in pictures? Everyone looks better in pictures. But yeah, I think.
Really good. I like that.
Look, twinkly lights.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just really minimalistic and simple.
No, it looks minimalistic in the picture, but like, it actually isn't behind the lens. That's not minimalistic. That's very extravagant.
Oh, that was a C.
No, it's still very extravagant.
C's already there.
But okay, it's still very extravagant. What else can we do? What should we talk about?
I don't know. I didn't want to feed people at our wedding, did I?
What the fuck?
Yeah, this is...
What do you mean I didn't want to feed people? Not eating today. Welcome to my torture camp.
Well, I just...
What a sentence.
Have a really big buffet.
Yeah.
Let people all have like pizza vans.
No, you have to do a nice...
I don't want to do a sit-down meal.
No, you have to.
Boring.
No, you have to, man. It's funny. It's funny.
Yeah, sit down, you're on a good table.
Yeah, but you are on a good table. You're with me at our wedding. You're with me. That's a fucking good table. You're with me and Olive at our
But it's a long time.
So what, bruv? We'll just drink and have fun.
Yeah.
Olive will be...
You're going to drink at our wedding?
Olive, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. Olive will be... Of course I am. Fucking, 100% I am.
We're going to see drunk Ethan.
Yeah, I haven't been drunk in a long time.
This is what I'm saying.
Very
might
long
actually
time.
Go wrong.
Yeah, I've not been drunk in a long time. Drunk. I've had a couple of drinks, but I'm not drunk.
Last time I remember you drunk was our gender reveal. Found out he was having a go and he got fucking...
I took myself to bed.
Yeah. He left the party and went to bed.
I couldn't hack
Bro
it.
Bro was traumatised.
Yeah, but no, because me and Harry have adopted the same thing. When we get too peppered now, we just go.
Mm-hmm.
We just leave. Because I remember, I didn't even know this. Apparently, when I was trying to leave, I jumped like over into the horse's pen and was trying to like...
Yeah, the dog.
Yeah, I was trying to let the dogs out or something. I don't even...
You don't even like the dogs that much.
No, exactly. Even now, I don't even remember that. Yeah. Like, that didn't exist in my brain.
It was fucked.
Yeah, so when I get to that place, all I can think about is... Get me the fuck in bed and wake up tomorrow when it's all done. Yeah. And then I woke up tomorrow, I was on the sofa, and everyone went, you got to come and clean the field.
Yeah, bro thought he was going to get out cleaning. I was like 7 months pregnant.
I could just about operate.
Summer,
I could just about operate.
I was pregnant. I had to see the last person out the door because you went to bed at 7 months pregnant and really, really late night. And he thinks I'm going to go and clean up the field on my own. I mean,
no, you're not doing it on your own. Your family, yeah.
Brilliant. You got help. Yeah. You tried curling on the sofa.
I couldn't do it. I could just about breathe, let alone fucking pick things
up. Same. That baby was breech. Her head was growing between my ribcage, mate. Same.
What was I saying?
Talking about wedding.
Wedding. Yeah, cool. Yeah. And Olive will be old enough to have like a lot of laugh then as well.
Yeah, she'll be a flower girl.
She'll be like 4 or something maybe. Mm. Wow.
4 or 5, yeah.
Yuck, man. Yeah, not you're not yuck, Olive, if you see this. You're fine. You're lovely.
Just a small baby.
But yuck, man.
But this is what we were saying, like, me and Freya and I were talking yesterday. We was like, now do we have more babies before you get married?
Yep.
Or not?
Yeah, who knows? As long as you've popped it out before, I think, you don't want to be pregnant at the wedding, do you?
Yeah, but then I also don't want to be, like, milky at the fucking wedding and my nipples leaking.
Milky.
Through the dress.
Don't want to be
milky. And then
milky.
My hormones going mental and then go, I have a babysitter.
Don't want to be milky at the wedding.
We might be a one-child band.
Nah, we'll get some more out. We'll cook some. Whack them in the oven.
You can tell we're tired.
Yeah, but no, genuinely, I'm fucking cooked.
I didn't even have caffeine.
West Ham are playing tonight. We got a really tough game.
Well, I'm not there. I've got an event.
No, I know, but really, really tough game.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're playing
Bayern Leverkusen, who are about to win the German League, and they are 41 games unbeaten. And West Ham
are about to play them.
Yeah, I'm worried. But if we beat them, it would be fucking mega. And it would... This is what West Ham do, all right? We will lose to like...
Burnley.
Yeah, or something like that. But then we'll go and beat like Sevilla, right? The Spanish team. When we was last in the Europa League, not last season, the season before that, they have won the Europa League so many fucking times. It's their competition. They win it all the time. We fucking wipe the floor with them. It's such a West Ham thing to do. So I actually have... It's a shame we got a couple of missing players, but I have hope that West Ham are going to do their West Ham thing. And this podcast comes out before the game kicks off tonight. So I hope I don't look at this clip at 8 p.m.
Your predictions in.
I'm going to say West Ham. Oh, if we could nick a draw to then play them at home and beat them at home, that's what I'm hoping for. I reckon 2-2 draw and then we beat them at our place.
Oh,
fingers crossed.
Nice.
Nice yawn. Really good. So what are you doing this weekend? Talk to people. Tell them what you're doing this weekend. So Faith's filming with GK Bazza. You're filming with GK Bazza. Then you're going to Norfolk.
I've had a lot. Considering all my filming is usually really spaced out, this is a lot in one week.
And then you're going...
So yesterday, obviously, I did something. Can't remember. And then, we did it at home with the Kelly Paynes yesterday.
Sort of, yeah.
Kind of. So that's another shit YouTube something I'm starting just because it's easy. And then our dog filming as well. And then we have today podcast and then the sides thing. I'm not really filming in that, but I am there. And then tonight I've got a PLT event, paid event, and just going.
I was more asking what you're doing with your weekend. And then not this
I'm
week.
Getting there. I have to stage and plan out what I'm doing the day after.
Well, I know what you're doing. You're
GK
going
to Barry. Yeah, and that starts tomorrow. Well, yeah, then I'm there now, aren't I? Well, and then I'm meant to be in Norfolk.
No, you are going to Norfolk. Not I'm meant to be there.
I don't want to go.
Oh, wow. You can't set your mum on fire. That is peak. Wow, bruv. Go ride your horse.
Well, I'm meant to be taking Olive, and this is where it gets a little bit better.
She loves animals.
I know she loves animals, but I'm going to have to do so much walking because I'm not taking a horse.
You're fit gal now.
I've done two workouts.
Yeah, bro,
I'm still in
you're
doms.
embracing the peach. You've been looking in the mirror going, wow, look, walking's working, man.
Like, I'm a horse person, right? So I know you can't follow on foot. It doesn't work like that. I've got such bad anxiety anyway. I'm going to be walking through a woods on my own with a baby. Do you know how fucking awful that is for me? And then I'm probably going to get lost. And I can't... What? Do you know how fast horses walk? I can't keep up with them. They're gone within the first 7 minutes, even. Out of sight. And then they're back 4 hours before me. Like, I'm doing the whole thing on foot.
Yeah.
And then I have to stay in a lodge, which is fine. Vibes.
That's cute.
No, it's cute, but this just sounds like a lot of work for 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, right.
I'm sure it'll be fun. We'll see.
Should we just stop talking now?
Yeah.
Because I feel like you've got, like, both of us yawning down a mic. We're absolutely cooked.
Yeah, this has been awful.
Sorry, guys. This is just one of them weeks.
What episode is this? 40.
Oh, wow. Sorry, 40 guys.
Is the worst episode known today.
I think you might be tuning in to... Hey, we're sorry, man. It's just one of them days.
We all have them.
Listen, everybody has them. Listen, kick back, everyone. If you're having a day like today, kick back. Put a dressing gown on or something, man. Like, fucking get a bit of popcorn in you. Drink a Pepsi Max and fucking enjoy.
Yeah.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, you've tuned in to Growing Pains. Remember, subscribe and like if you are on the YouTube channel. And also subscribe to Growing Pains Clips if you want to consume our content in a shorter format.
I actually feel like our contract should be dropped after this.
This is bad.
Yeah, I think we're going to get fired.
No, we'll be all right. I think we'll be all right. If you are listening on audio platforms, please follow us, subscribe, rate 5 stars, do all the things you need to do over there. Follow our Instagram for Growing Pains Insta. You'll find some fun carousel pickies and every now and then maybe a reel. We did a reel last week. Yeah. That was cool, wasn't it? We boxed each other.
Wow.
But yeah, it's been a pleasure, everybody. I hope you have a good week and goodbye.